your host, Dr. Stuart Yeager.
This is Dr. Stuart Yeager with Solving Your Health Puzzle. I am a holistic chiropractic physician to talk to you on how to solve your health puzzle. For more information, visit our website at www.dryeager.com. That is www.dryeager.com. Today we have Nancy joining me with our show. Now, she's a registered nurse who works in our office with our patients with weight loss and dietary counseling. Welcome, Nancy.
Hello, Dr. Yeager. It's good to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me to be a part of your show. It's my privilege to help you discuss the metabolic syndrome today. This is a very timely topic and one which will help many of our listeners.
Yes, today we're going to be focusing our discussion on metabolic syndrome. It is under the nutritional component of the six different interferences of the health puzzle. Now, metabolic syndrome is a term used for a conglomeration of things that are happening to a person. They have type 2 diabetes, increased blood pressure, increased triglycerides, and obesity.
You know, so many people think obesity causes high blood pressure and diabetes, but what causes high blood pressure and type 2 diabetes? It is metabolic syndrome, which is too much insulin circulating in our bodies from too much blood sugar. There is a healthy range of blood sugar, and when we eat something that converts to blood sugar fast, we get a spike in blood sugar that is too high, above that normal range. So our body responds with a surge of insulin to decrease that blood sugar fast into the normal range. When this happens over and over again during the day, our cells are bathed in insulin, and they become insulin resistant. Now it takes even more insulin to do the job of moving blood sugar into our cells instead of circulating in our blood. Having this high volume of insulin in our systems causes diseases like increased triglycerides, obesity, high blood pressure, and type 2 diabetes, clotting problems, and polycystic ovarian syndrome. All you have to do is Google hyperinsulinemia, and you can read all about the damage too much insulin causes in our body.
So with metabolic syndrome, triglycerides are increased, blood pressure increases, there's an increase in the size of the abdominal fat cells, there's even an increase in the clotting tendency of the blood.
So now we have obesity, cardiovascular disease, and diabetes. Many people have this condition or parts of this condition, like high blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, high triglycerides, or they are overweight. These are big conditions that slowly creep up and destroy our lives.
You know, that's just so true. These are so common today, all you have to do is look around. How many obese people do you find? People with their pot bellies out there. How many times have you listened to the radio or watched TV and heard a drug commercial wanting to sell or promote a cholesterol drug? They often ask you the question, ask your doctor and see if this is right for you. Now, it's ironic. At the same time, they also tell you about the side effects of the drug and lead you to believe that the cause of your high triglycerides is not your fault. It's all genetics. When in reality, it is the lack of knowledge or discipline to make the lifestyle change.
You might ask, what causes this? For most people, it's eating the processed, prepackaged foods that are quick and easy to grab or heat up. It's also our personal preference for liking breads and sweets and other foods that break down into glucose very fast. You see, everything we eat is either fat, protein, or carbohydrate, and they all play a role in our body. Carbohydrates are grains, vegetables, and fruits. It's the carbohydrates that break down into blood sugar for energy. When people think of carbohydrates, they are usually only thinking or talking about breads and grains, but fruits and vegetables are also carbs. They are very important for us to be healthy, so it's not good for us to eliminate these things from our diets. But we can learn which things break down too fast and raise our blood sugar to an abnormally high level, and which things break down more slowly and are better in regulating our blood sugar, which in turn keeps our insulin levels at a healthy level. People need to be educated in what combinations of foods to eat and what mild exercise does to blood sugar and insulin levels in the body. This is what I teach people in the office.
That's why we have you there. People just don't know. They need the knowledge and they need the support to get that discipline so they can make these changes. Now, these conditions slowly creep up on us and we don't even realize it. To assess the risk of metabolic syndrome, or what may be called metabolic dysglycemia, we look at the following risk factors. These are often looked at individually, but in reality, when we look at the whole picture, we see much more is really going on. So we look at the body mass index, or the BMI. We look for the blood pressure, high blood pressure, hyperlipidemia, which is the increase in the blood fats, the triglycerides. We look at the fasting blood glucose and the insulin levels. People eating processed meats 5 or more times per week for men have a 50% increase in chance of developing type 2 diabetes when their age is 40 to 75. Now, women who have a long or very irregular menstrual cycle have 2 times the likelihood of developing diabetes. Patients with diabetes have an increased chance of developing periodontal disease and infections. So looking at the teeth is a good sign with the periodontal disease. So that's why that's important to look at that. And also physical activity and cigarette smoking. So Nancy, why don't you tell us about your own experience?
Well, when I turned 50 years old, I had read so many books on diets and had been on most of them on the market. But because I'm a nurse, I felt the biggest reason for weight gain was metabolic syndrome. And so I devised a low glycemic diet for myself with some moderate exercise to help my body become more sensitive to insulin instead of resistant to it. I lost 30 pounds and then decided to lose 15 more, which I did by eating low glycemic and walking 5 days a week. I later did an experiment to see if I could lose any more, and I lost 5 more. I never had that "I just can't lose those last 10 pounds" feeling. Even Nutrisystems nowadays is advertising their program on TV to be the proven low glycemic method. Why is this working? Because it lowers our blood sugar, which lowers our insulin.
Now, Nancy, that was a huge accomplishment for you. You know, we've got so many things to share with you today, and we're going to do that, but we just don't have time for everything. So I'm just going to take a moment here and tell you that for you, for those that call by the end of this show within the next 15 minutes, we're going to offer for you a free CD entitled Solving the Health Puzzle Through the 6 Steps of Wellness. We're going to send that to you free. You just pop it into your computer and watch it. It's a free CD. It's a $35 value. We'll send it to you free if you just call within the next 15 minutes. Now, we're also going to be reserving this next Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 until 6 p.m. a free 20-minute consultation in our office where you can come out and find out what interferences are affecting you so that you can solve your health puzzle. That's a $100 value in itself. Now, for those who are not ready to make that appointment yet, give us a call anyway. We will do a free 15-minute consultation over the phone so that you can ask the questions and see if this is something that will help you. But you need to give us a call right away at 943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager and Solving Your Health Puzzle. Give us a call right away at 801-943-3355. Now, we were talking about how the metabolic syndrome is affecting people and how Nancy was able to make that huge change in her life by changing her diet, and what a huge accomplishment that was. Now, with the metabolic syndrome, type 2 diabetes often starts with what is called hypoglycemia. Hypoglycemia is when the insulin lowers the blood sugar too much. In other words, you are not yet insulin resistant. So with this, you get blood sugar below 75, you have a decreased LDL, you have decreased hemoglobin A1C, you often get a strong craving for sweets, or you get a craving for coffee or sweets in the afternoon, and then you feel sleepy in the afternoon. That gets relieved by what? Eating. People often get headaches when they skip meals or they're delayed, and you get irritable before those meals. So with the hypoglycemia, if left not treated for a long enough period of time, it changes into diabetes because you become insulin resistant over a period of time because it starts to react to the insulin. So as the blood sugar problems increase, you become that insulin resistant. Now, with insulin resistance, you develop other symptoms like awakening a few hours after falling asleep with difficulty getting back to sleep. Also, people develop binge eating or uncontrolled eating and frequent thirst or frequent urination.
It's interesting how the most severe problems that are developing in the body may not even provide any symptoms except obesity, which we can all see on a person. These symptoms might include high blood pressure, high cholesterol and triglycerides, which means cardiovascular disease, increased clotting of the blood, which is also a cardiovascular disease, inflammation increases with type 2 diabetes, which means arthritis and other conditions of chronic pain.
You know, one of the conditions associated with the metabolic syndrome is high blood pressure. Now, the reason why high blood pressure can be so difficult to treat is there's so many causes, like kidney dysfunction, liver gallbladder dysfunction from stasis, adrenal dysfunction, arteriosclerosis or atherosclerosis, nutritional deficiencies, sugar handling imbalances like diabetes and hypoglycemia, heavy metal toxicity, bacterial and viral infections, emotional stress, allergies, thyroid dysfunction, and decreased testosterone. So because of that, that's why it's so easy why physicians often prescribe a medication out there, but it doesn't really resolve the problem. Just controlling it better, but it's not resolving the real true cause of the high blood pressure. So as we've discussed, many contributing factors associated with the metabolic syndrome, or what is sometimes called Syndrome X, is largely dietary or nutritional, but it has many other factors. It's important to look at the whole person. So we do this by looking at all the interferences. We call these the six different interferences. Besides the nutritional aspect, these five other interferences to our bodies are things like emotional stress. That's the fears and the phobias, the angers, the unforgiveness, and the other emotions that keeps us locked up into doing and feeling the way that prevents us from living a healthy lifestyle. And then there's toxins. We're talking about mercury and lead and the other heavy metals and chemical toxins like pesticides and the air pollution. Toxins are a major contributor to the plaque buildup in the arteries for cardiovascular disease. And allergies, that's another interference. We're talking about the food allergies, the environmental allergies. And when you're allergic to yourself, we call that the autoimmune allergies or autoimmune disease, which contribute to water retention and weight gain. There's structural injuries and problems, back injuries or repetitive motion or lifting injury, poor posture or surgery, sports injuries. And the last interference is what people overlook all the time. It's the electromagnetic interferences. It's the power lines in our neighborhoods, the electric wires around our homes and our businesses. It's TVs and microwaves and computer monitors and cell phones.
You mentioned stress, which I feel is a very important contributor to why we eat the wrong things. Many of us have a basic idea of how we should be eating and exercising, but we don't always follow what we know to be good for us because of stress, either emotional or physical stress. We desire comfort foods, convenient foods. We feel like we don't have time to make healthy meals and don't have time to exercise, when in actuality, it doesn't really take any more time, just some pre-planning and thinking about it. And it actually decreases our stress when we eat right and exercise. We need to change how we take care of our body and make it a priority, or we will get sick. All we have to do is stock our kitchen with good whole foods and have a plan for the week. I have even come home from work not knowing what I was going to fix for dinner and have been able to pick some lean meat and good vegetables and fruit and whole grain and healthy fats to put together for a quick meal because I had it in the house. Get rid of the bad stuff so you don't have it around.
You know, there's so many things that we have to share with you today. So we're just going to take a moment here. We want to make sure that you get all the information that you need. We're going to offer for those that call within the next 15 minutes a free CD entitled Solving Your Health Puzzle Through the Six Steps of Wellness. We're going to send it to you for free if you give us a call right away. You can pop it into your computer and watch it and explain the things that we've been talking today. We're also going to be setting aside this next Tuesday and Wednesday from 3 until 6 p.m. a free 20-minute consultation in our office so that you can find out what interferences are affecting you so that you can solve your health puzzle. That in itself is a $100 value. Now, if you're not quite ready to make that phone call or make that appointment, give us a call anyway, and we will set aside a free telephone consultation for 15 minutes so that you can ask the questions over the phone and find out if this is something that will help you, but you need to give us a call right away at 801-943-3355 for Dr. Stuart Yeager and Solving the Health Puzzle. Again, that number is 801-943-3355. Now, Nancy, you were telling us about how to change what you have in the house so that you can get better control of what you're eating. Tell us more about this.
One thing that's changing in the medical literature right now is that they used to warn us against cholesterol and say it would give us cardiovascular disease. But now, by studying the bodies of people after they die, they have discovered it is not the cholesterol, but the trans fats that are so bad for us and giving us cardiovascular disease. We get trans fats in things that have hydrogenated or partially hydrogenated fats in them. So we have to read the labels. Don't misunderstand. It's very important for us to eat the good fats, like we get in olive oil or flaxseed oil, omega-3 oils, walnuts, almonds, avocados, fish, etc. But hydrogenated fats and trans fats from french fries and shortening or margarine are not considered good. Many people have been so afraid to eat any fats that they either eat no fat or low fat foods, and usually these foods have high sugar or sugar substitutes in them, which make our blood sugar rise and insulin levels rise, so we are back to metabolic syndrome.
This is happening so often with people that we see coming into our office. I had a patient, Nancy, that had metabolic syndrome, and when he saw his cardiologist, he learned that his carotid artery had plaque buildup that was thickening that carotid artery wall from increased triglycerides. Now, that's the artery that goes from the neck up into the brain. So this doctor put him on statin drugs to reduce his cholesterol levels and the triglyceride levels. He had a problem with the statin drugs because of the side effects. It caused shoulder pain for him. And that's why what brought him into our office, because I'm a chiropractor, he wanted help with his neck and his shoulder. We worked with him not only for the structural problems, but we also worked with his diet and provided with him safe nutraceuticals that helped to bring down the LDLs and the triglyceride levels. It also cleaned out his arteries. You know, after treating him for about a year with those nutraceuticals and changing his diet, he went back to his cardiologist, and his cardiologist told him that the carotid artery had actually opened up and the plaque inside the artery had cleared away. So there was more room for that blood to flow up through his neck up to his brain. Now, he wasn't prone to having that stroke. It was no longer a concern for him.
That's wonderful.
You know, metabolic syndrome is diagnosed with laboratory testing. When we use the normal and abnormal values in measuring the blood tests, we see what's happening pathologically. But by looking at the same test results at a functional level, by using more sensitive numbers or optimal values, we not only see what is going on pathologically, but we are able to see what is functionally going on. I just had my blood tested, and even though the doctors would say that I was in good health by looking at the pathological values, I found that I have a weakness towards blood sugar regulation. In other words, if I do not watch my dietary eating habits and do not get the right nutrients that I need, like vanadium and chromium, I can easily turn into becoming a diabetic. I also learned from my blood work that I need to supplement my diet with more vitamin B12 and hydrochloric acid to assist me in digesting my protein. You see, my body's no longer producing enough of the hydrochloric acid, so I need that in order to be able to assimilate my protein, which is huge. By medical standards, I do not need any of these, but by functional blood work, I can see what my tendencies are and be proactive in avoiding the problems that develop when I am not digesting my protein and getting the proper nutrients in my diet. Now, there are other stress factors that contribute to the challenge of metabolic syndrome getting it under control, like stress, often subconsciously affecting the ability to make the changes in our lives because of fears, angers, and unforgiveness. We use emotional freedom technique and the healing codes and anger release techniques and other techniques to release the locked in emotions that keep us from making the changes in our lives. I also had a patient who was sexually abused in her childhood that caused huge problems and great confusion in her life, which affected her ability to make good decisions. The sexual abuse no longer was a problem in her life, but the memories and emotions continued. I assisted her in releasing the anger and forgiving herself and the abuser. It changed her life so that she could change her habits and diet, which allowed her to reach her goals to lose weight and get her blood sugar under better control, as well as reducing her cholesterol and her triglyceride levels. Stress from past emotional experiences was a big factor in her ability to reverse her metabolic syndrome. It was also interesting that she had allergies to food. Your body produces water when it encounters a substance to which you're allergic. It's a protective mechanism in the body's way of trying to flush out the toxins from the allergy and shield your tissues from the offending substance. For pollens and grasses, it causes swelling of the eyes and senses. Now, think about that same thing happening inside you when you eat something that you're allergic to. It sets off a chain reaction of complex biochemical events that cause you to retain water. The end result is what? You guessed it. Weight gain. There you have it. A clear link between weight gain and food allergies.
Food addiction is a vicious cycle. As if the weight gain wasn't enough, food allergies can trigger an addiction to the food that you're allergic to. This makes weight loss even harder because you have a strong craving for the very thing that's making you gain weight. Foods that commonly cause allergies include wheat, such as bread, baked goods, etc., dairy, like in ice cream, cheese, milk, yogurt, sugar, that's in candy, chocolate, cookies, cereal. Do you see any of your must-have foods on this list? I know I do. So there's the next direct connection between weight gain and food allergy.
You know, that's so true. Now, fortunately, we can treat people for allergies so they are no longer allergic to the foods, which helps them overcome their addictions and the water retention causing the weight gain. I use a technique called ASSERT, which means the Allergy Sensitivity Elimination Reprogramming Technique, that removes any kind of allergy very easily and effectively. You know, I wish I had time to tell you more about this, but time has just run out. So go to our website at www.drjaeger.com. That's www.drjaeger.com. And go to the tab Radio Shows, and you can listen to any of our previous broadcasts. You can listen to them at any time. They explain more on allergies and what can be done. We've also made available on our website, YouTube, that also explain what we do. So go to our website at www.drjaeger.com. You know, time has just run out, so that's why I'm going to offer for those that call right away a free CD entitled Solving the Health Puzzle, The Six Steps to Wellness. Pop it into your computer and you can see the things that are there to explain to you what we do. That's a $35 value. I'm also going to be reserving for you, setting aside, a free 20-minute consultation for those that call right away in our office so that you can find out what interferences are affecting you. That's a $100 value. Now, if you're hesitant to make an appointment just right yet, call us anyway and I will schedule a free 15-minute telephone consultation so that you can ask the question to find out if this is something for you. But you need to give us a call right away at 801-943-3355. Again, 801-943-3355.
Solving Your Health Puzzle with Dr. Stuart Yeager.